Hey, Grace family, it's Dave with a few words for you on this Wednesday afternoon. So obviously our lives are changing day to day as new info keeps coming out and we're all having to make adjustments. And so we just wanted to reach out as all that's happening. And let me just acknowledge this is real low budget, no cool intro music or anything like that. But we've been thinking about how best to stay connected as a church family. And what we've decided is we don't want to flood you guys with resources and information, as we feel like most of you have plenty of access to that. But we would love to provide a couple of connection points throughout the week. So the plan is we'll connect with you on Wednesdays and on Sunday mornings. What Wednesdays will be is just a brief word of encouragement, along with some practical updates. So before I move to the encouragement, let me just highlight a couple of updates, and all of this is available in the written message you received. But three things I wanted to highlight. First, we would love for you to join our Grace text thread. We think that will be the easiest way to receive updates and content. So we encourage you to do that. The info is there on your written resource. Now, the second thing is we want to commit to regular prayer as a community. And so what we want to do is designate Wednesdays as days of prayer where each of us chooses to fast from a meal and take the time you would normally take for the meal, about 30 minutes, and devote that time to prayer. And every week we'll provide you with a guided prayer reflection. Obviously, you're getting this a little late on this Wednesday. Normally we'll send this out the first thing in the morning, so maybe you can do this tonight or tomorrow in terms of the prayer. But we would love to commit to that together. And then finally, we just want you to know that there are so many people that are eager to help and meet needs. And so if you have particular needs in the coming weeks, we want to know what those are. If you want to be a part of a CARES team that helps meet those needs, we would love to know who you are. And the written message we have gives you all the details for how you can fill out a form and let us know about that. But we really want to be a family through this and help meet one another's needs. All right, so with that, let me offer you a word of encouragement. You know, Hebrews 12 says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus." As I think about what we're going through these weeks, I can't think of a better word than that. And so what we're going to do on these Wednesdays is offer a brief reflection that helps us fix our eyes on Jesus, reminds us of who he is, and reminds us to put our trust in him. And I thought what would be great would be over the coming weeks just to focus on the seven I am statements of Jesus in the Gospel of John. These are these famous statements he makes about who he is, what he's all about. And I thought we could each week, look at one of these as a way of fixing our eyes on Jesus and reminding ourselves of who he is. So today we'll start with the first of Jesus' I am statements, which comes from John 6:35. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So this past week I've actually been thinking about food, and my guess is for some of us, this is the first time in our lives living in Orange County that we've actually been concerned about a food shortage. And there's probably no real long-term danger there, but we're definitely thinking about food these days. And it's really interesting to think about the fact that God chose to make us as hungry creatures. And I know that sounds so basic, but like he didn't have to do it that way, but he did. He made us as creatures who physically need food regularly. Right, who physically have these bellies that feel this ache, this emptiness, this hunger, and require something from the outside that we can take in and taste and digest and be satisfied by. And it's really a beautiful metaphor for our spiritual reality, because the truth is we are these creatures who have all sorts of hungers and longings. And God is longing to fill our longings with himself in the person of Jesus Christ. And I think Jesus is drawing on that reality with this really vivid image when he says, "I am the bread of life." He's communicating something about himself. He's saying, "I can satisfy you. I am what your deepest longings are looking for." And I think he's also communicating something about faith. I think he's saying, "I don't want your faith in me simply to be an assent to an idea. I want it to be like eating a really good meal." I want you to see who I am and take me in and delight in me. Taste and see that I am good and be satisfied. And the promise of Scripture is that all that our souls most deeply need is available in Jesus. And you think about what he provides: forgiveness, companionship, God's affection, God's approval, wisdom, joy, and of course, eternal life. They're all there in Jesus. And so at the front end of this crisis, we're going to be feeling the ache. We're going to be feeling the longings and the fears. And I think Jesus is inviting us, saying, I want you to come to me with that. Lean into me. Watch me prove myself faithful. Taste and see that I am good. So what would it look like for you today to go to Jesus and take in the meal that he offers you? Why don't you just sit with that for a moment and offer a brief prayer to him today?